Life Audio.
I destroyed the friendship with one of my favorite mentors years back. And my plebe summer roommate at the Naval Academy nearly got their whole company in massive trouble. All this through the poor discipline. Discipline is everything. Welcome back to my podcast. I'm Billy Yancey. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now let's get back to the story.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Discipline. Not an easy trait or characteristic to uphold at times, but so, so important for us if we want to excel in life. I believe a number of you can identify with my message today. Let's get started. How many of you have heard this before? Discipline is doing the right thing when no one is looking. I will be discussing Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Let's start with a few stories where discipline was compromised. Story number one took place at the Naval Academy. Back in 1988, we were plebes. It was plebe summer. It was hot, blazing hot. We stayed in the Bancroft Hall, eight wings. We stayed in the fifth wing on the third floor, third deck. No AC, always hot. So our platoon had just gotten back from doing some kind of, event. We were in formation outside fifth wing. Down on the, outside on the deck. So it's like zero deck. And our company commander says, you got 5 minutes to be changed and in formation in new uniform. That's crazy. They do stuff like that to rile you up and they achieve their goal. So anyway, they dismiss us. We fly up the steps. Into our room, quickly take my clothes off, jump in the shower. The showers, we got 5 minutes. By this time, we probably have like 4 minutes to get in the shower, dressed, and into formation. So I get in the shower, I jump out. My roommate, the name is Hule. And he's got his shoes off, shoes and socks off, his feet are up on the desk, and he's reading the newspaper. And so I'm talking, I'm hustling, drying off. I'm in the shower probably not even 30 seconds. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? We got less than 3 minutes. I'm getting dressed and I'm also cleaning up the room to make sure we're AJ squared away and, we're inspection ready. It's just a lot of stuff going on when you're a plebe at the Naval Academy. So he's just hanging out, reading the newspaper, a feet on the desk. And I said, what are you doing? And he says, his first name is Bai. He says, Bai is tired. I'm just going to read the newspaper. I said, bro, are you kidding me? Come on, man. We don't have time for this right now, Bai. I said, because I'm a football player. And when you're an athlete at the academy, it's different, especially if you're a football player, because some look at you differently. They just have an attitude about athletes and particularly football players. So anyway, I said, look, I'm a football player. You know that. I can't be late. I can't be late and I can't leave my roommate. You, you, you leave me out there, man. What's going on? And so finally, he said he was staying, and I just sprinted out to formation, got to formation, and I knew what was coming. You know, where's your roommate? So I get out. I'm at attention. We're all at attention. They take a cow, and all of a sudden I hear, "We're missing one, sir." "Who's missing?" "Hooley, sir." "Here it comes." Storming over me. "Yes. Where the heck is your roommate? Where is Mr. Cool? Where is Mr. Hooley?" "Oh my God, please. Do you hear me? Answer me." And let me tell you, you got five basic responses. One of them is not, "Sir, sorry, my roommate is reading the newspaper. He's tired." That's not good. So the responses are either "Yes, sir," "No, sir," "Aye, aye, sir," "I'll find out, sir," or "No excuse, sir." And at that time, all I had was "No excuse, sir." "No excuse, sir. There is no excuse for you, Yancey. Blah, blah." I mean, he's just in my face, all over me. "Blah, blah, 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 blah. If Mr. Kool-Aid thinks us late for lunch," it's not a good thing. So a couple of squad leaders, they race down to the room, kick the door in. Boom! The desk go flying across the room. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. I mean, I'm so glad I was not in that room with him. But so he's still upstairs. Our company goes down. We're eating. And let me tell you something. Hule finally came down. He's a dark skin, right? But he was like three or four shades lighter when he came down. And he never did that again, I promise you. And you know what? Here's the thing. He went on to be the deputy president of the newly created Defense of Senegal for the Joint War and Staff Colleges. Yeah. I don't recommend you, in the event that you have the opportunity to do something like that, plebe summer. But yeah. So, you know, what just happened? We have 5 minutes to get showered, dressed, and to formation. My roommate, whom we are to ride or die for, or with, decides he's tired and needs a break. And remember, I'm a football player who absolutely cannot be late. Plain and simple. Hooley, he made a poor decision and he paid for it. Well, let me tell you, Hooley had, what he did had nothing on my antics several years later. The year was 2001. I'm out of the Navy. In 1999 and 2001, I won the Mr. Virginia Bodybuilding Championship. I was 2-time Mr. Virginia. I was full of myself. I wasn't full of myself. I was cocky. I knew it. And I was in a bad space. You know, I created some stuff called Face the Pain. It was a mantra that I created. And then people started calling me Bodzilla. That really went to my head. I had t-shirts made up. And, you know, the gym that I was working out of, you know, I didn't work for the gym. I was an independent contractor. So I worked out of the gym. Didn't work for the gym. But they were very good to me. And in a few ways, I kind of took advantage of it. And, you know, I was selling t-shirts inside the gym, which is just, that's not good. You know, so one day, one of the owners said to me, he said, "You can't sell t-shirts in here." And I said, "Okay." So the owner, another owner, Al, Big Al, everyone knew Big Al. I came in and I said, "Yeah, so-and-so said that I can't, you know, sell t-shirts anymore." And he says, "Oh yeah." I said, "Yeah, but I'm not gonna let that stop me." That's the cocky side. So he said, "Hey, let's have a seat. I'm going to talk to you." So we sat down. We didn't talk. He talked. It was a A to B one-way conversation. He had a lot to say. And to be quite honest, I didn't care for it. I didn't like it. He said what he had to say. I got up and I walked out. And then, geez, you know, a couple weeks later, I moved on to another gym. And this man, he was my mentor. You know, really looked up to him. He was like a father figure to me. And I screwed that up. We didn't communicate, like literally did not communicate for 14 years. The next time I saw him and spoke to him 14 years later at a mutual friend's funeral. And that's just sad. You know, it was just a brief hello. There was no conversation. I really messed that up. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. You know, God wants us to be disciplined. My roommate, at that moment, he wasn't disciplined, and he paid for it, but then learned from it and went on to having an incredible, incredible future. We stay in touch. He has a beautiful family. They live in Senegal, Africa. Cheers, my brother. Me, through a lack of discipline, I managed to ruin a friendship. Al was my mentor. I really, really looked up to him. I cared for him a lot immensely. He passed away a few years ago, and, you know, we never really had a conversation before he died. Rest in peace, my friend. Thank God for God. I immersed myself in scripture, and God has guided me along a better path. What comes to mind is, you know, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and restraint. That's what God has implanted in me. Thank you for joining me today. Next week, please, please, please tune in for the podcast, Never Settle. Please be sure to subscribe, and God bless.
Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com